Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Another foggy morning, and we have the story.
A teen is held in the fatal shooting of another teenager. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm Rodney Price. The last Wichita City Council meeting of 2025 was held Tuesday. Hear what they discussed coming up.
Two adults identified in possible Wichita overdose deaths. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A dense fog advisory has been issued for most of central Kansas until 9 o'clock this morning. That means potentially hazardous driving conditions in the Wichita area. Drivers are advised to slow down. Make sure your headlights are turned on. Foggy conditions will linger in Kansas through the Christmas holiday. Federal workers are getting some extra time off for Christmas.
President Trump signed an executive order adding today and Friday to the Christmas Day federal holiday. The action gives federal workers a long weekend, but just for this year. It would require an act of Congress to create a permanent federal holiday, something that was last done in 2021 when Juneteenth was made a federal holiday. The action is not unprecedented. President Trump made Christmas Eve a federal holiday during his first term in 2019 and 2020. In 2014, President Obama declared the 26th a federal holiday as it fell on a Friday. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A 14-year-old boy has died, a 15-year-old arrested. This in connection with the fatal shooting in North Wichita. It happened on Tuesday afternoon in the backyard of a home in the 2600 block of North Fairview near 25th and Arkansas. Several other teenage boys, aged 14 to 18, were in the yard at the time of the shooting. A 15-year-old boy booked into juvenile intake on suspicion of second-degree murder.
The Wichita City Council will wait until late next month to vote on a resolution that would further clarify how the city will use potential sales tax proceeds.
The resolution outlined how public and private dollars would be used for the design and construction of a new downtown public performing arts center. However, the public must first vote on the sales tax measure on March 3rd. If it passes, the city will impose a 1% sales tax to fund public safety improvements and other projects. The city will hold a meeting and workshop on January 27th for further discussions. The council accepted a $654,000 donation from Quick Trip. Those funds will be used to purchase more drone hardware slated for the Quick Trip at Douglas and Washington. The city is confident the drones can help deter street racing that plagues this area, along with other crimes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Wichita police are investigating after two adults were found dead inside a home in the 1600 block of North Glendale.
EMS responded just before 9:30 Monday morning after a 46-year-old man reported chest pains. He was transported to an area hospital in stable condition. A neighbor, after realizing that the man did not live at the residence, entered the home and discovered a man and woman unresponsive in the basement and called 911. Officers located the two individuals identified as 45-year-old Eric Taylor, who lived at the home, and 36-year-old Regina Reynolds. They were pronounced deceased at the scene. The case is being treated as an overdose investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Trump administration defended its actions against Venezuela before an emergency United Nations Security Council meeting Tuesday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports from New York.
The U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Mike Waltz, told the U.N. Security Council in no uncertain terms that the Trump administration will do whatever it takes to defend itself from what they have called Venezuela's terrorist drug gangs. Waltz says the U.S. is ready to impose and enforce sanctions to the maximum extent to deprive Maduro's Venezuelan regime of resources. Venezuela's ambassador says the threat is not Venezuela, but rather the U.S. government, accusing the U.S. of wanting to annex the South American country while slamming strikes on alleged drug boats that have killed over 100.
The U.S. has also stopped two oil tankers from Venezuela and is pursuing a third after President Trump imposed a blockade in the region. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Kansas City Chiefs football tomorrow night on Christmas night. Prime time. We'll preview that game. Last home game of the season at Arrowhead. That's coming up in sports.
At least two dead after nursing home explosion in Pennsylvania. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 7:08. 8 minutes past 7 o'clock, 46 degrees. The Supreme Court Tuesday rejected President Donald Trump's request to allow him to deploy the National Guard to Chicago to protect ICE agents. A significant and rare loss for the administration on the conservative court's emergency docket. At this preliminary stage, the government has failed to identify a source of authority that would allow the military to execute the laws in Illinois, the court said in its unsigned order. The decision came over dissents from conservative justices Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Neil Gorsuch.
An explosion at a nursing home in Bristol, Pennsylvania, leaves two people dead, 20 other victims to a hospital. Fox's Seanette Wilson with the story.
We learned from the police chief that everyone else is accounted for, and so this search is officially over. Investigators, during a press conference, said they arrived to a building collapse with parts of the first floor into the basement and people trapped. They rescued two people from the actual collapse zone in the basement and others they could see, but were forced to leave because of a heavy gas odor. 15 to 30 seconds later, there was another explosion and fire. Governor Josh Shapiro and the Bristol Township Police Chief praised the work of emergency workers. They also thanked residents who stepped up despite the danger.
Officials believe this explosion most likely caused by a gas leak.
The latest economic data released Tuesday is painting a mixed picture of the nation's economy. Fox's Madison Scarpino explains.
A new estimate from the Bureau of Economic Analysis shows GDP rose at a 4.3% pace in July, August, and September. It's much higher than expected, and it's the fastest pace in 2 years. President Trump reacting on Truth Social to the new data, saying in part, quote, "Because of my tax bill and tariffs, investment is setting records. The Trump economic golden age is full steam ahead. You haven't seen anything yet." But a new survey from the Conference Board shows consumer confidence declined to 89.1 this month. So not everyone is pleased with the economy.
Some economists believe the reports suggest while wealthy Americans continue to spend, lower-income Americans are struggling.
The University of Oklahoma has removed a graduate teaching assistant from instructional duties after a student accused the instructor of religious discrimination.
The case centers on a failing grade given to a psychology student whose paper cited the Bible and criticized the concept of multiple genders. The university says its investigation found the grade was given arbitrarily and that the assignment will not count. The instructor denies wrongdoing and is considering legal action. The controversy has drawn national attention, becoming part of a broader debate over academic freedom, free speech, and diversity policies on college campuses. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Right now in traffic, well, the fog's still very thick here in the Wichita area, and now those traffic volumes are getting heavier. So it's getting a little bit more dangerous out there. Just make sure that you're driving slowly and carefully. Things are starting to back up right now. Southbound I-135, if you're on that ramp over to eastbound K-96, things really starting to back up there. Just be extra careful today. Visibility, really a problem. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS and the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the forecast with Storm Team 12 Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, Steve and Ted. I'm hoping you guys were dreaming of a foggy Christmas this year.
Every day is foggy for me.
We get our wish this year on a foggy Christmas. Yeah. This is about as close to a white one as we're going to get. But it is a little bit crazy out there this morning with all this fog. I mean, this stuff goes as far west as about Hayes and Dodge City. So if you've got some Christmas Eve travel plans, it's all over the place this morning. Even down into parts of Oklahoma, there's some fog. If you're headed north or east, there's some fog as well. And this is not the last morning that we're going to be dealing with this, because it looks like we've got another foggy start to the day on Christmas. And perhaps Friday, too, we'll be starting off with some areas of fog. regionally, not just localized. This is going to be covering most of central and eastern Kansas. So travel beware as we look ahead to the next two or three days. We've got fog concerns ahead. Still looks very mild, though. I mean, the fortunate side of all of this is that we're not going to have icy roads to deal with as the temperatures stay well above freezing. 64 on the high today with some sunshine. I think the fog will probably be with us at least until about 10 or 11 o'clock this morning, and then some this afternoon. Tonight's low 45. 70 degrees tomorrow would be a record for Christmas Day. We just need to get warmer than 68, and I think we can accomplish that even if we do have some fog in the morning. And then Friday looking at 71 degrees. There is a front coming this weekend, so just so everybody's prepared, we don't want Steve out there running around in shorts and flip-flops when the wind chill's in the teens, but that's going to be happening by Sunday. Right now in Wichita, 46 and foggy. In fact, visibility right now just barely above zero. That's your Storm Team 12 forecast. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Well, you know, it's if it's colder weather, you just go outside, and I don't pay much of attention. You got to be tough. That's all there is to it. You got to be
exactly
tough.
Exactly right.
You're in Kansas now, Dorothy. Okay.
Hey, you know, without the foggy Christmas Eve, there would be no Rudolph.
Rudolph. That's right.
I mean, you had to have a foggy Christmas Eve. Otherwise, he would just be sitting around being excluded from playing reindeer games.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I thought I saw him last night and then realized, oh, it was just a red dot at the top of the Epic Center. So I was confused for a while.
Could be my Uncle Wally's nose. He liked to take a drink now and then.
Does May the weather dog get excited on Christmas
May,
Eve?
Here, May, here, May.
You know, she's going to get an extra squeaker that she'll have probably torn apart by Christmas afternoon, and then it'll be scattered all over the house.
Hey, let me do some shop talk this morning, because on 12, you're showing the piece that Michael Schwenke did about yours truly and my retirement. And I just tell you, like, he did a heck of a job. I didn't know the guy could edit and write copy and things. He's a talented guy.
Well, you've got to have a really good subject matter first.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying.
And in full transparency, he writes it, someone else edits it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just had to say
now
that.
Now the cat's out of the bag.
And now that destroys all my love for Michael Schwenke now. Oh. And I saw the other piece you had on was a lady who had like 200 Christmas sweaters. I feel honored.
Oh, there you go. We only cover the best. Only cover the best.
Hey, listen, everybody at 12, have a great Christmas. We'll see you back here next time, okay?
Yep, Merry Christmas to
Thank
you.
Thank you, sir. Chief Meteorologist Ross Jansen.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Ross. Yeah.
7:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Steve, isn't this where we usually do sports, Ted?
If you would like.
Oh, I think it is. Let's do, yeah. I was going to say that.
I know you had something.
Oh, I did have. But thanks for reminding me. This December 24th, and it was on this date in 1943 that U.S. President Franklin Delano Roosevelt appointed General Eisenhower as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces. Of course, there's a young man from Kansas who made good. One of my heroes. One of them. And birthdays today. Ryan Seacrest, 51 today.
Very wealthy.
Yes.
But he works hard. He has a lot of gigs.
He does a morning show on radio, I guess, in L.A.
Still do that?
Yeah, I guess.
He's hosting Wheel of Fortune.
He's hosting Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. What a guy.
He's still involved with some of those reality shows that are on TV.
Well, he's 51 years old today. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right. Tomorrow is Christmas, and the NFL has three games for us tomorrow. Only two teams of those six that are playing really have something at stake. One of them is the Denver Broncos, the number one team in the league right now, still trying to clinch a division title.
Well, they're good.
And it's the Kansas City Chiefs. The Broncos and the Chiefs play in Arrowhead Stadium tomorrow night on Christmas night. Chiefs have lost four in a row here at the end of this lost season. Chiefs are a 13.5-point underdog as KC is playing the final home game of its season. In a stadium that's days are numbered, apparently. Yeah. Only 5 years left for Arrowhead Stadium. Yeah.
And if something happens to the quarterback, they'll haul some guy out of Section 12.
Yeah. Kind of getting a little low at that position and many positions. Kind of the injury bug is just hammering the Chiefs here at the end of the season. And tomorrow night, you never know, it might be the final home game for certain Hall of Famer to come, tight end Travis Kelce. Here's some thoughts from Chiefs head coach Andy Reid on Sports Radio 810 WHB.
Yeah, I don't know if it is or not. I haven't talked to him, but I think his numbers and personality and the person, I think, speak for themselves. phenomenal person, great for the community, has been great for the community. So he's everything you know you want from a player representing an organization.
Well, there you go. Chiefs tomorrow night on Christmas night. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network begin their pregame coverage at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Game will kick off at 7:15 tomorrow night on Christmas night. Of course, it's live. Chiefs football right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The other two games in the NFL tomorrow, the first one is at 11:30 tomorrow morning. The Dallas Cowboys in the nation's capital taking on Washington. Both teams have already been eliminated. And the only other team that still has something going is the Detroit Lions, and they are on the road at Minnesota at 3:30 tomorrow afternoon. Both those early games, all three games tomorrow over on KFH, like listen on 97.5 and 1240. Now the Lions are still trying to, on the outside looking in, trying to get a playoff spot. And let's take a look at pro basketball in the NBA yesterday. The Cleveland Cavaliers went on home court to beat the New Orleans Pelicans 141 to 118. In the starting lineup for Cleveland, former Kansas State Wildcat Dean Wade. 11 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He made 3 three-pointers. And look who's putting up nice numbers coming off the bench for the Cavaliers, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. 12 points, 8 assists, and a career-high 8 rebounds. How about that? Craig Porter Jr. with some nice numbers for the Cavaliers. Back-to-back wins are in the number 7 spot in the Eastern Conference. Going back to football just a second, of course, the big news this week, the Chiefs are leaving Missouri and coming across the state line to Kansas in future years. So at some point, you're going to have to tear down Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
There is a state senator from Missouri that is going to propose a bill to make the Chiefs cover much of the cost of demolition of Arrowhead Stadium when that happens in 5 years. Proposing that for every year you played at that stadium, you would have to pay 1% of the demolition costs. So he's proposing 50 or half, you know. So the cost would have to be paid for by the Chiefs. Well, we'll see what happens with that proposal. A couple of good birthdays today for you. How about tomorrow on Christmas? Happy birthday to former Wichita Arrows player Wally Johnson, 69 years old. A guy that played for the Wichita Arrows for a couple of years. In 1982, Wally hit 352. Guy was a good hitter. Then he played 9 years in the big leagues, mostly with the Montreal Expos. And there was a 5-year span in the late 80s where Wally Johnson led the big leagues every year in pinch hits. That was a really good ingredient off the bench for the Expos. Wally Johnson, the former Wichita Arrow. Tomorrow on Christmas is his 69th birthday. And we have a birthday today for former Wichita Wings soccer star Erik Rasmussen. Is 65 years old today. Born in Denmark. The Wizard, a great player in 1988 for the Wings. He led the MISL, led the league in points, and he was the MVP of the MISL. And he's in the Indoor Soccer Hall of Fame. Pretty good player that came through and played for the Wings from Denmark. Erik Rasmussen, today is his birthday. He is 65 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, a safe, healing environment with caring employees. Fully understand recovery from addiction. Bel Air Recovery Center. They improve the lives they touch. And sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, now pouring the brand new seasonal Bock Lager. Bock?
Yeah.
A cold beer that'll give you a warm feeling. Bock Lager is available at all three WBC brew pubs. East near Central and Woodlawn, west at 13th and Tyler, and in historic Delano at Handley. Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for a house call for health. A sobering holiday tradition. That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 7:30 here on this Wednesday morning, December 24th, and 46 degrees. A person was found dead after a fire in Emporia Tuesday afternoon. Emporia firefighters were called to a structure fire near 6th Avenue and Corinth Street. They found heavy smoke and flames coming from the home, with a fire throughout the structure. A nearby vehicle was also involved. Firefighters quickly brought the fire under control, and during the primary search, they found a deceased person inside. That person's name has not been released.
A 16-year-old boy has been arrested, this following an accident that left a 14-year-old girl in critical condition in North Wichita. This happened Monday afternoon in the 2700 block of Shelton. Investigators say two girls were riding on the roof of a car driven by the boy. Both teenagers began sliding off the roof, and the 14-year-old fell, hitting her head on the pavement. Formal charges are pending.
Thailand and Cambodia are attempting to restore their collapsed ceasefire.
It's a decades-old dispute that flared up this year with deadly consequences. Even a President Trump-backed ceasefire deal hasn't halted hostilities between Thailand and Cambodia. The two sides meet today for what are described as detailed negotiations. Thailand says October's ceasefire was rushed through so it could be witnessed by President Trump. The fighting is over patches of territory claimed by both nations along their shared border. Hundreds of thousands of people who live near the conflict zone have been displaced. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Today is a big day in the Amazon refund process. After the company reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission.
The FTC said Amazon enrolled tens of millions of people into Prime subscriptions without their consent and then made it extra hard to cancel online. Amazon did not admit any wrongdoing but agreed to pay a $1 billion fine to the FTC, along with another $1.5 billion, which will go to consumer refunds. Those who qualify include those who used their Prime benefits three or fewer times. Today marks the end of the time period Amazon has to automatically refund this group. But today also opens up the window for those who need to apply for a refund. This includes those who were automatically enrolled and used Prime at least three but fewer than 10 times and can prove they didn't mean to enroll, and those who just had issues canceling, regardless of how they were enrolled. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The state will use star bonds to build a $3 billion stadium in Wyandotte County to lure the Kansas City Chiefs to move from Missouri to Kansas. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News, star bonds use an area's sales tax revenue to pay back the bonds for a development in that area.
It's not a common, I wouldn't say it's a common economic tool, but it's an economic tool that's used by the state and local municipalities for really big, massive projects. I think the minimum threshold is a $75 million threshold.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Stephen Ted in the Morning here on KNSS. And now a look at the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Get ready for dense fog in areas of difficult travel through midday, then turning partly cloudy and 64 this afternoon. Mostly clear this evening, fog returns late tonight, overnight low 45. Fog on Christmas morning, then mostly sunny and warm, high up to 70. Fog possible again Friday morning, and then mostly sunny and 71 by Friday afternoon. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have fog, 46 degrees, south wind at 3 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen Ted of the Morning Show, number 7083. Yesterday's high temperature in Wichita, 55, normal high 44. And the Christmas Day forecast, last I saw, mostly sunny, little fog in the morning, mostly sunny and a high of 68 degrees. Woo-ha!
You know, it's warmer here for Christmas than it is in Death Valley and Desert Palm Beach.
Wow.
Desert Palm Springs, California.
Out in the desert.
Yeah. We're warmer than they are this Christmas.
It's a freak show, man. On this date in 1955, the high in Wichita reached 83 degrees. The warmest December temperature ever recorded for the city. In sharp contrast, 1983, Wichita experienced its coldest Christmas Eve on record, with an average temperature of 6 below. And Wichita recorded a barometric pressure of 31.21 inches, the highest barometric pressure ever recorded in the air capital. So the 24th of December, a lot going on when it comes to weather.
No kidding.
Stephen Ted of the Morning here on KNSS. I got a couple things I want to talk about this morning, Ted. And one of them, first of all, I'm going to tell you, getting ready for Christmas.
Yes.
Shelly and I went over to my daughter's house last night doing some preparation and whatnot. And,
yes.
And Shelly's part in our meal, we're going to have dinner tonight. And she's going to make her cheese ball. I don't think you've ever tasted her cheese ball. It's outstanding. Of course, you got a recipe for everything, but this. She's probably a little more horseradish than most folks. I just devour it, man. I get a whole box of Triscuits, and it's gone.
And, yeah, have at it.
Yeah. The granddaughters are going to do their deviled eggs with
they've been
They've been doing those for a couple
now
of
you're,
years.
Now you're in my ballpark.
Yeah.
It's an old deviled eggs.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, it's an exciting time of the year. It's a great, great, great time of the year. And hope everybody has a safe and sane holiday. You know, if it wasn't for a foggy Christmas Eve, we wouldn't know about Rudolph. You pointed that out a while ago. So this is a foggy Christmas
Eve. This is part of a Christmas lore here.
Yeah.
Like in the 20th century is when you have a foggy Christmas Eve. A
couple of things I noticed on my drive home yesterday that the fog was, you know, pretty foggy. One thing I noticed that there are a lot of people apparently, and this is just what I observed, a lot of people in Wichita, many of them driving pickup trucks that don't believe in turning their headlights on in the fog.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them like to drive about, 15, 20 miles over the speed limit mm-hmm. in the fog with the lights out. I saw that a few times on the way home. And the other thing is, you know, if you don't turn your lights on, here's the deal. When you turn your lights on in the front, those red lights in the back light up. So people can see you from both sides. What do you got, Jed? Jed's doing traffic.
Well, I was just gonna say I saw the same thing driving around yesterday. Several vehicles with the headlights not on. I do notice one thing. If you've got one of those things where you can just turn your headlights on to auto and just expect them to be on and off when they're supposed to be, and just leave it that way, you got to remember that photo sensor could be picking up enough light to shut off your lights, even if you've got a fairly heavy fog going. Make sure you turn it to on, not auto.
Okay. All right, switch it on to on, just to make sure people can see you coming. How about that? Driving tips.
Well, you talked about drivers. Yes, I feel like yesterday I was either seeing people going 15 miles over the speed limit or about 11 miles under the speed limit.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you get behind that person, then everybody's whizzing by you at 30 miles an hour faster than you're going. I'm like, oh, great.
That's the way the weather is. There are people who just, they're just scared to death. And there are people who should be scared to death when you're driving.
I was like, can people just drive the normal speed?
Yeah. Well, I'd like to say that it's the last, as far as I know, the last Christmas Eve we'll be doing a radio show together, Ted, unless something changes dramatically.
We've only got five shows left.
We got five shows left, and I'm out of here. I'm retired. And I just wanted to say a word about 12 News and the piece they did on us, because you're in it almost as much as I am. Michael Schwanke came by, and he had a crew go and shoot some B-roll, as they call it. And he put together a nice piece on yours truly. I thought it was well done, very well done. And I tried to email him or Facebook say thank you for that. I'm a little jealous, of course, because they gave you all. I think they gave you more FaceTime than me when this thing. But
I certainly didn't ask for that.
We didn't ask for anything. I mean, what are you going to do? We've labored away here for 28 years, almost completely ignored.
Yeah, by other media.
By other media, they all. You know, so, and now somebody found out about us.
Finally got a little press.
Nice to get to know Michael a little bit. He's a nice fella.
The other two TV stations in the Kansas City Eagle apparently don't care. Whatever.
It's all right.
But thank you for K-Witch for doing that. That was a very nice piece that Michael Schwanke did.
Yes, it was very nice.
And it was on the 10 o'clock news last night. I know they're playing it during their morning stuff today, and it's online. It's on their website.
Yeah, no, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
If I owe somebody money, I can't escape now. Right? There you go. That's the. I'll tell you. And my experience years ago, when I was doing a radio show with another guy, of course, we did the Mike and Mac Real 8 movie.
Yes, which I watched when I was a youngster.
On Fox 24. It was on Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, because we're laboring around doing this radio show all the time, right? And I'm going out, and nobody knows. Then I start doing a TV show, and all of a sudden, people know who I am.
Right.
Hey, I saw you on TV.
Even though it's on, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, very powerful medium.
Well, and back when you did the commercials for Star Lumber back in the day, and people were always coming up, even though you're on the air every morning on the radio, people go, hey, saw you on TV.
Star to finish.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was fun doing those commercials.
And then I did there was one year, many, many years ago, I did a PR, a public service thing for the city of Wichita about people picking up their dog poop.
Yeah.
So even though I'm on the air every day doing sportscasts and everything, people see me, hey, it's the dog poop guy. I was like, thank you. Thank you. Very proud to have that on my resume.
It's wonderful to be known as the dog
poop. Just because
poop
you're on
guy.
TV. Yeah. Yep. That's TV does it, man.
Well, I've talked to you. You know, we've known a lot of people who've been on TV. you know, our good friend Jim Kobe for one, and and Bruce Hurdle. You know, those people, people call up and they complain if your tie is the wrong color. Oh, yeah. If you're on TV, that's just, people just pick you apart where they don't even know if I have a tie on right now. That's the beauty of radio.
Isn't it?
The mystery of radio.
You could be sitting there in a tuxedo.
Yes, sir.
You're getting ready for Christmas Eve or a smoking jacket, and nobody would know the difference.
I could be sitting here in a string bikini, and no one would know.
I would know. I would be upset.
Yeah.
But no one else would know.
For all people know, you could be standing there right now in a football jersey. They would have no idea.
No idea. I could be wearing a stupid little football jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't even know if my hair has been combed today.
You never know.
It's
radio.
It's radio.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
We have our secrets. But listen, again, 12, that was a great job you did. Thank you for doing that. It's nice. This took me 50 years, but it's nice.
Yeah, well. Hey.
All right.
We're enjoying it.
We're doing it. 741 now, Steve and Ted, and a big battery storage project planned for Sumner County.
Really?
Yep. Wichita Business Journal update on the way with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 7:45 here on this Wednesday morning, Christmas Eve. Three big things.
Three.
Football Christmas night. Kansas City Chiefs host the Denver Broncos.
Two.
A 14-year-old boy is dead. 15-year-old arrested after a North Wichita shooting.
One.
Another foggy day across much of Kansas. Headlights on and slow down, please. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic in the Wichita area this morning, the big thing still.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The fog out there. Some of these cameras haven't been able to see much on these cameras all morning because you can't see the road from the top of the pole that the traffic camera's on. Now, in some others, it looks to be getting maybe a little bit better, but I would say visibility is still pretty bad. Still listed at Eisenhower National Airport at a little over a tenth of a mile, which is where it's been all morning. And the traffic volume's fairly heavy out there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Dense fog this morning, then partly sunny today with a high of 64 degrees. Yesterday's high was 55. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 48. And then for Christmas Day, Thursday, morning fog, then mostly sunny. Tomorrow's high, 68 degrees. Now fog, a south wind at 3 miles per hour. 46 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Apple will allow Brazilian iPhone and iPad users access to install outside app stores as a way to settle yet another antitrust action.
Fox on Tech.
Apple is removing another brick in its walled garden
Apple has always tried to give its users a special curated experience through the years, and much of this is accomplished.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
By making it hard for third-party software to be used on its platforms. But regulators around the world more recently have been taking the Cupertino, California-based company to task, like in the EU, which demanded Apple adopt USB-C charging and ditch its proprietary lightning cables and allow third-party app stores, meaning EU users of iPhones can get apps for which Apple doesn't give approval. Now Apple is doing the same in Brazil, allowing additional app stores as part of a settlement with that country's antitrust regulators. Apple insists that third-party apps not policed by them will bring security risks. Apple continues to maintain its walled garden experience for U.S.-based users of iPhones and iPads. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
A holiday rally on Wall Street this week.
The major averages ending higher for a fourth straight session, with the S&P 500 notching a record close in a tech-led bounce after the delayed third-quarter GDP figures came in better than expected. The economy grew 4.3% in the third quarter. That was the highest reading since the third quarter of 2023. And shares of Novo Nordisk jumped 7%. The Danish drug maker will start selling a pill version of its Wegovy weight loss medicine in January. The Dow winners, Nvidia, Amazon, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow decliners, McDonald's, Home Depot, and Walmart. The Dow rising 80 points, the Nasdaq higher by 133, S&P 500 up 31. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.